Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, social media seems to be taking over the world. At least that's our perspective here in America.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that social media has peaked everywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
We've reached quote unquote peak social media. So what that means is, according to a report in the Financial Times, digital company looked at the data from more than 250,000 adults from 50 countries and found that since 2022, people are spending less time on social media in almost every country except the United States,
wow,
where we are still spending more.
Mm.
The sharpest decline was among teens and 20-somethings, although many millennials and some Gen X were also starting to delete their accounts and post less on social media. So we may be seeing a chance for society to survive. Because social media, you know, there's a lot of things that are good about it, but there's a lot of things that create problem and division as well. And I don't think we moderate it enough to get the good and just keep the good and not the bad.
Back in the day, the things that were addictive were bad for you. You know, smoking, drinking too much, all that. Now with social media, see, that was kind of a positive twist. They took something that's good and made it addictive.
Well, they did that with other stuff. I mean, eating.
Okay.
He's addicted to eating.
Okay.
He's addicted to romance. Those were things that were also good, but only in moderation, apparently.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've taken something that's good for us in moderation, and we've obesed out on it. We've overate social media.
I'm getting a handicap tag for that reason.
You know,
I just feel like I need to get into the computer store a little quicker than everybody else.
Yeah, you'll be in your car, on your cell phone.
I tell you, and picking up the phone is the most addictive. They changed that law in South Carolina. You're not supposed to touch your phone.
Right.
And inevitably, at every red light, I'm reaching over to grab it. And I'm like, no. I need
so you got to keep it in that little console.
Uh-huh.
That way you can't get caught.
Put it in my trunk.
Yeah.
Well, that's obeying the law. They say that it's possible, though, that we might be at peak social media and maybe we're just a little behind the curve and we'll start seeing this decrease, too. But there's no way to know that until it happens.
I hope so.
Well, and I was seeing something like it as far as intelligence, and they were monitoring intelligence and how it is increasing, and it's like every, you know, year it's like 5% more, 5% more. So much intelligence because we have the cell phone and we have like the social media. Well, not social media, but information in the palm of our hand.
See, and I don't know how true that is because, yes, you can Google anything, but because of that, I don't remember anything.
True, but the social media, if you look at the social media part, you see all these idiots.
Yeah, I feel dumber sometimes when I sign off.
I worry about humanity for sure.
Yeah.
The problem is that looking stuff up doesn't make you smarter. It just gives you information. So you can be stupid and look at the information and not understand it or not get the right information about it.
You have to retain it. Yeah.
Well, not just retain it. You have to understand it, and you have to make the right assumptions from it.
Yeah.
So you end up with people who are stupid, and now they just think they're smart, but they're not. And so they just go around spewing their stupidity all over the place. And then intelligent people look at that and think we're doomed.
But, you know, overseas, they create all these things to get you addicted over here in the United States, like the TikTok and all that stuff.
The TikTok.
The TikTok. Oh, my God. First of all, I don't think that's because they created something overseas to get us addicted.
I'm being silly.
Because that's just another social media. All of them are created in lots of different places.
And not to mention, you can't believe anything
that's the truth. anything.
It's all fake AI now. You don't know what to believe. So you just, I just don't believe anything.
This weekend, I saw a hysterical video. There's a channel called Weberville, and it's W-E-A-B-E-R-ville. It's a fake city. They're redneck as heck, and everything is AI, and it's funny. Mm. And they showed a picture of this old lady. It's a video. Old lady, she's sitting down, and the guy's got the T-shirt cannon. She's like, give it to me.
I thought that was real.
Fake?
It's totally AI.
Oh, my gosh, I saw that.
How she bounced back so quickly.
That's how she bounced. Y'all are making me nervous now, because I was like, who believes this stuff?
I thought it was funny. I'm like, you go, Granny.
Well, one of the key things, it knocks her down. She gets right back up, yeah. And then the lady's still yelling, get her up, get her up. She's already up. I'm like, this is AI. It's not even lined up right. The audio doesn't make sense.
Oh, man, see?
But see, now that was funny. That's a funny use of AI right there.
And I saw that, and I'm like, all these sick people laughing at her. There's so many laugh reactions.
And I'm thinking, why is he that close to her? He needs to be... God, they should fire him. Like, he's not doing a good job.
Okay. Range.
We've definitely reached peak social media now.
I feel dumber.
I feel dumb too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, scientists say if you've lost your wallet or purse and it contains this, it's about an 88% better chance that you will have your wallet or purse returned.
A GPS tracking thing, like one of those Apple things.
Yeah. That's good.
Or a Tile.
You'd have to go find it at that point.
Right.
The person's not going to return it to you.
Well, maybe you knock on the door, they might.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say your police badge because you're an officer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't have one of those, though.
You're not an officer.
Well, it's not going to help the rest of us.
I know. Neither with the GPS thing.
Yeah, it would. Just get one. They're like $19.
I can get a police badge at the Army Navy store.
Oh.
Thank you.
So, it is a baby picture. So, you need to have a baby picture in your wallet for sure.
People still keep pictures in their wallet.
I have some.
I feel like that's not going to make any difference with most of the scumbags out there if they stole it. Now, maybe if they found it. But if they found it, I would think they'd be honest regardless.
Well, they had a ton of wallets. They were distributed and had different photos and contents in there. And the psychologists did some research to see, you know, which wallets and purses were returned. Had smiling babies in it, cute puppy pictures as well. Happy family or contented elderly couple pictures. Uh-oh. And some wallets had no image, but they found out that the baby pictures were returned more so than any other of the pictures they had in there.
You think the old people, because they're like probably on fixed income and need it the most.
Yeah.
Plus, they're going to have the hardest time getting all that stuff repaired and like all your credit cards and stuff redone.
Yes.
Now, there was no cash or anything else in the wallet at the time.
Well, dang, so, how come they didn't all get returned?
Yeah.
So did they just put like an ad saying, hey, if you're a thief, we've got this program we want you to go through so we can get some research on it.
They distribute
like
them out.
Medical procedures.
I think they just distribute them out throughout the city, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, and they just put a wallet here, purse there with these pictures in it to see who returned what.
Yeah, but I'm with Tom. I think finding it is very different from someone stealing it.
Right.
Because if you just stumble upon it, you might be like, oh, I need to figure out who this belongs to.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I'm taking this from you.
They don't give a crap what's in your wallet.
Okay.
I will say, okay, it depends on who finds it, too. So that kind of messes the research up. I mean, even what part of the town you put it in could make a difference.
So baby pictures were first. Next came the puppy pictures.
Yeah.
So little puppy. They were turned, and then it was the family was next on the list.
The puppy one was because they were hoping the puppy would be there when they returned it so they could pet him.
I think here's what I found. Over the weekend, I actually participated on X. Someone posted a video of this. He's like a middle-aged, maybe a little older than that, black man, and he's a tough-looking dude. And he is sitting there with the tiniest chihuahua. And the post is, whenever your kids get a dog, but it turns out to be your dog. And he's telling that dog he loves him and kissing that dog.
Yeah.
And so I posted a picture of my dog laying in bed next to me. I said, this happened to me. We got a dog that was supposed to be for everyone else, and he's attached to me. I got more responses from that picture than anything I've ever posted, because people love when you post a cute dog.
Yeah.
Which I would think people seeing the dog picture, if they were dog people, they would be like, oh, a fellow friend of mine, someone who thinks like me, I'm going to return it.
Well, the next thing they're going to try out is cell phones. Like if they put a picture of a baby on the screensaver of the cell phone or puppy picture.
I can't believe the old people.
Yeah, that,
they're just screwed.
Only 53% of the wallets were returned with the old people in there.
That's
which
terrible.
Is kind of funny. And then like the charitable cards were the worst. Like if you had like a, you know,
you got enough money to spare.
Well, you know, I guess your blood connection card or something. Those were the least that were returned.
Would y'all return it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I wouldn't want to go through all the problems of having to find the people. I would just sit it on a bench and hope somebody else would pick it up and go find the people.
See, I would actually enjoy the good feeling when someone got it back. I like that reward system where they're like, oh, thank you so much. You're a good person. Yeah.
I watch too many of those videos where it's a trap. So I'd be like, uh-uh.
What videos where it's a trap?
You've never seen those where there's a dollar on the ground and then you go to get it and they're like, gotcha, you're stealing.
No.
Oh.
But that's not stealing if you find a dollar on the ground.
I'm just saying, those videos were really popular for a while. So if I see something like that on the ground, I'm like, there's a hidden camera somewhere.
Yeah, they have a whole camera crew come out and they bust you.
I would be like, I'm picking it up to give it to whoever it belongs to. What's the problem?
That's what all the criminals said.
It would be like scenarios of you being nice and
arrested. You're not a criminal if you pick up a wallet or a purse on the ground.
Or the ones where they will like open the bag and it's got that dye that poofs out.
That's when people steal it off the porch.
But how do you know that? No, in purses too. So how do you know that they weren't looking in there to find a wallet, to find an ID, to figure out how to return
it?
I think you got issues.
You need to work that out with your psychiatrist, okay?
So I'm just not going to return it.
I'm just going to walk over it.
Okay, well, if you do lose your wallet or purse, if it goes missing, it's wise not to wait, even if you got the cutest baby picture in the whole wide world. In that purse or wallet.
What percentage of the baby ones got returned?
88%.
Yeah, because you still got a 12% chance it ain't coming back.
They say, file a police report if you lose your wallet, notify your bank, cancel all your credit cards, plenty of other stuff you can check out too. Make sure your credit report is okay here in another couple of weeks.
Filing a police report is basically not doing much because it's not, this is no offense to the police. They have bigger issues than to like put an all points bulletin out for your purse.
Well, and if you don't have any cute baby pictures, you can always get them, you know, at the Walmart or Target. Just go to the picture area because there's usually in those picture frames, you got like little families or baby pictures.
Does the picture not come with the wallet like the frames?
not anymore.
It's usually like a fake credit card in there.
Last wallet I got did not have anything like that in there.
No,
but
mine either.
You can ask for nieces or nephews' pictures.
Dude, just
like
get
that
on Google. It doesn't take much to find a picture.
That's true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is an unusual story, and I wouldn't normally talk about it, but it is so odd the way it turned out. I want to share it with you. Mark Sanchez is a former quarterback, 38 years old, NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
And he is now a Fox Sports analyst on TV. Apparently, he went to Indianapolis and got kind of trashed, and he ended up getting into a fight. He got stabbed. He survived. He's okay.
Yeah.
But he got arrested for it.
Oh, wow.
And he actually deserved to be arrested for it based on the facts as they're being told.
All right.
Apparently, he attacked a 69-year-old man.
Why?
He's less than 40 years old and a former quarterback in the NFL, and he attacked a 69-year-old man. He was drunk.
Oh.
Old people can be rude.
Okay. And he actually got pepper sprayed by the 69-year-old man who was trying to defend himself. The pepper spray did not do anything to him, so the man took out a knife and stabbed him two or three times. Ooh. He finally ran away at that point and went to the hospital. Both of them ended up in the hospital. I don't know if it was the same one because that would have been messy. But he is facing misdemeanor charges of battery with injury, unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, and public intoxication. He was released from the hospital. The other man was not charged with anything.
Where were their buddies to say, hey, stop it?
I know, right?
It's like, he's 69.
The dude is almost 70 years old. Apparently, he went in the car to get the guy out, it seems like, with the unlawful entry into a motor vehicle charge. And like you say, his buddy should have been dragging him away from that.
Yeah. What did the old man say to get him fired up, you wonder?
We don't know the answer to that.
I would like to know that.
But you know, in our country, even if it's rude, you're not supposed to get your butt beat for that. Now, it does happen.
Yeah.
But there's a limit. Like if you are a former football player and you're 20, 30 years younger than the guy you're beating up, there's a restraint that you have to apply to yourself. You can't just go. And the bigger you are, the more logical it is for the other person to use deadly force against you because you could kill them with your bare hands.
Yeah. I've seen some beefy 70-year-olds.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, the law decided against him. So I'm thinking the 70-year-old is not being blamed. It sounds like he, at least preliminarily, doesn't seem to have been the person who caused or at least didn't justify it.
I'm glad. It sounds like the court's working because normally, you know, hear about the thieves that break into a business and get hurt and sue the business.
Right.
So I'm surprised the man wasn't charged.
Oh, there was one in Atlanta not long ago where these three teenagers bust into a home with guns. They shot first. The homeowner shot and killed like two or maybe all three of them. And the parents of the teenagers tried to get the city to arrest the man who was defending himself in his house. And they even shot first.
Mm-hmm.
And they were screaming in court about wanting him arrested. And they said, no, stand your ground law. And not only that, but he was truly defending himself. So, yes, it's weird that we live in a time where people try to criminalize the people defending themselves.
My biggest takeaway is the pepper spray I have on me might not be enough to actually do anything.
I know, right?
So maybe I need some bear mace.
Bear spray, yes.
Oh.
And you have to get the spray. I just have the grinder.
Yeah. Stand still. Oh,
yeah.
Kato's like grinding the pepper and then going...
Did that get in your eye? Yeah. Well, dang, let me try again.
Kato, you need to upgrade, really.
I'm glad I've never been mugged.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to eating, I tell you, Tom and Tori, and even Kato, they talk about it quite a bit here while the songs are playing. And where they're going to eat, what they're going to eat, like all that stuff.
It makes me mad, too, because we talk about good food, and I go home and make a turkey sandwich going, wow, we were talking about fillets earlier today, but I'm eating a ham.
Well, let's see what you guys have to think about this. You know, a new study shows an occasional day of fasting has many health benefits. You see it all over the internet.
Yeah, they say that. Even at our church, they talk about it, and they say it's good for you spiritually, but also physically.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's propaganda.
I'm not willing to risk it. It just seems dangerous not to eat.
Now, I've tried it, and not eating made me, I don't know, it made the day go much slower. Instead of call it fasting, it should be called slowing, because you're like, hurry up, I want to eat something.
And it makes me a worse version of myself. When I go without food, I get very angry.
Yeah, I don't see how I'm supposed to be enlightened when I'm meaner to everyone else.
Well, okay. So when it comes to also eating, some people say they forget to eat. They go all day long, and they just forget to eat.
I have never forgotten to eat.
I have.
Like, yeah, okay.
Usually dinner.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, 26% of people say that they are so busy that they just don't have time to sit down and eat, and they'll eat on the run. So, or they forget to eat at all. Now, I have been that way because when you got kids, you're picking up kids, you're dropping off kids, you're going, you know, and you're like, you just shove a cracker down your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got those emergency Ritz crackers or Lance crackers in your console of your car. Do you guys have that?
See, I feel like drive-thrus are emergency centers. I don't think a cracker's going to do it for me. When I'm hungry, I'm looking to, like, go get a meal. I want something with meat in it.
Okay, but how about these folks, though, that just forget to eat?
Like I said, I can't comprehend
that.
You
can't relate to that?
No, because I've never forgotten to eat. I might have made a decision that it was too much trouble, but I never just forgot.
If I'm crazy busy, yes. If it's one of those days where I'm just going all day long,
right.
Yes. But on a normal day, no.
Mine is if I've been to happy hour. that I, the next morning I wake up going, you know, I don't think I ate dinner.
Yeah. Now, see, that makes me even hungrier. When I've had a few drinks, I get, in fact, some of my best meals ever have been whenever I had a few drinks first, because they make you appreciate the food more.
True. And it's funny because now my happy hour has completely changed. Now I'm like, oh, they got mozzarella sticks on discount today.
People say they also eat too much while they're doing other things. 91% of people say they typically watch something while they are eating. And yes. So they'll lose track of how much they have eaten while they are watching or streaming something at home. 35% say that they eat lunch at their desk while they're at work or on the computer. Sometimes they even say they read a book while they are eating something. Now, I've seen Tom do that. I was his roommate. And
yeah.
He would be like reaching for something and turning a page at the same time.
That was a long time ago. I do everything on the phone pretty much, or like a device at this point.
But you're still eating.
Yeah.
It's like a little break. I just never understood how he could do that. It would be like breakfast time. He'd be like reading a book and eating cereal. Like, it's so messy.
You'd think you'd get your fingerprints on each page or on your app.
The device, you just wipe it off.
Yeah. A lot of people say that they are on phone calls sometimes and they're eating something. And that's kind of hard because you set the person up with a question, you know, like you're eating. I'll do that sometimes. As soon as I get home, I'll call a buddy or something, and then they keep on talking. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get a bowl of cereal while I'm – and then I'll ask questions, debate them to, you know, answer with a big, long dissertation.
That's amateur hour. When you're a pro is when you're on a company meeting on Zoom and you still manage to eat.
When you're bending down from the screen, it's like all of a sudden Tom disappears and comes up chewing something like a little snack cake.
I don't like to talk on the phone. In fact, I've gotten off the phone with friends like, hey, let me call you back. I'm going to eat. But I swear – my mom sits down for lunch and calls me immediately and talks to me while she's eating. I'm like, why don't you go eat? Well, I have nobody else to talk to right now.
Yeah, so
I'm I like to focus when I eat.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to think of keeping a conversation going.
Well, other people, 31% of people say they do chores while they are eating.
Well, going back to the eating and talking with someone, that's what you do when you go to a restaurant with someone. They sit across from you. You guys chat.
Not once that food comes.
Oh. It does get quieter at the table.
Everybody's chomping down. Yes. Yeah, but how about while you're doing chores? Like you're sitting there with a vacuum cleaner. Hey, it's easy to get the crumbs. Eating a chocolate chip cookie, like, oh, drop something.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.